Today is Friday, December 11th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So I pulled the trigger. So I had emailed, actually messaged an Instagram. I don't do a good job of keeping up with my family. And I say that because my chair is squeaky as well. You guys probably just heard that. But I just think it's funny that I messaged my niece-in-law in Instagram to get their physical address and their email address because I don't have a phone number for them and I don't use Facebook for family and I don't use Instagram very often and I don't keep up with my family. So the only thing I had, she had followed me on Instagram and so I messaged her on Instagram. But the reason I did that is because I was trying to get their all of their information because I decided for my great, let me think about this. If it's my nephew's boy or my nephew's girl, I guess they would be my great, I guess I have great nieces and nephews. I guess that's what it is. So they're young. And I still buy them toys and stuff like that for Christmas. And one of my nephews has 3 children and one of my nephews has 2 children. And so I was trying to get all their ages and everything, but I decided to get these KiwiCo boxes. And I talked about this on the show already, but they're basically these craft boxes. They have science, they have art, they have geography, they have some other stuff. It depends on their age range, but basically they send them a box. And it has some project that they get to put together or color or draw or whatever. There are all these things. They're supposed to be educational and fun. And so I had decided, you know what? I'm going to get them each of them a subscription for 3 months. And that'll be their Christmas present. Now, what I didn't realize is I'm going to have to cancel these subscriptions because apparently they're recurring. I thought when I chose the 3 months, it would just stop after 3 months. No, it's going to keep going. I have to go in there and cancel it when month 3 hits. But anyway, I thought this is a unique present that I bet no one else is giving them, and they'll get something for the next 3 months. So it's a gift that keeps giving. And if their parents like it, they can, you know, they can do a new subscription and pay for it themselves. So I was messaging her back and forth, Abby back and forth on Instagram, and she says, so are you guys coming down to Michael's? That's my brother. Are you guys coming down to Michael's house for Christmas this year? And I've been batting this back and forth in my head. What am I going to do? What is Mark going to do? Are we going to go see the family on Christmas? Because COVID just keeps getting worse and worse. And we didn't go for Thanksgiving, but I held off on the Christmas decision. I wasn't making it. I thought, you know, I'll make it later. Maybe magically COVID will go away between now and December 23rd. Maybe magically we'll get vaccines and we can go and not worry about it. But she messaged me and asked the question, and so I was forced to make a decision. And so I said, I decided right then and there, no, we are not going to go. And I messaged her back, and I said, no, unfortunately, I just don't think it's a good idea. I've been thinking about it a lot, and it was a really hard decision, but I don't think it's a good idea for us to do that. So we will love seeing you guys next year. But this year we're not going to be able to make it. And she said, I completely understand. It's going to be sad not to see you guys, but I understand, yada, yada. And so then I had text messaged my mom, but I wasn't planning on telling my mom yet because I didn't want to have to deal with that. And my parents are coming over tonight for dinner. And I just didn't want to have to deal with that yet. And so I messaged my mom. I was asking her some questions also around Christmas and getting addresses and ages and stuff like that for various people, because I always forget. And she popped the question. So are you guys going down on Christmas Day? Now, she assumed we were going down, but she just wanted to know when we were going down. Was it going to be on Christmas Day? Was it going to be the day before? Et cetera, et cetera. And I bit the bullet. I bit the bullet and I said, I'll actually look up this text message. I'll read the exact text messages to you guys so you get the full flavor. And I said, what did I say? I said, I've decided it's best if we, I said I, because I didn't want her to blame Mark for anything. And it was really my decision. He'll do whatever I ask, basically. He's so nice. But I said, I've decided it's best if we don't go this year. It wasn't an easy decision, but I feel it's the best one. I'm going to be ordering all the presents online and have them shipped. We will have a dinner with you and Steve, that's my stepdad, to celebrate Christmas either before or after. So my mom, I'm waiting for my mom's response. And finally, I don't know, 10 or 15 minutes later, I know that's not a huge amount of time, but she was responding pretty quick until I said that. Because I think she had her phone open on her messaging app or whatever. So my mom's response was, oh, I don't know if I can bear being away from you at Christmas. And she did a crying emoji. And then she said, maybe we can talk about it tonight. Because they're coming over for dinner tonight. So this was my response. You can bear it. That was my response. I don't want to have a discussion tonight. I didn't want to leave any door open for her to think that she might be able to convince me otherwise. And she knows I'm a lot like my father, not Steve, but my biological father. And he was very stubborn when he made up his mind. We used to always want to spend the night at my grandparents' house at Christmas. Or, well, at many different times. Not Christmas. Christmas was different. We did spend the night there on Christmas. But we used to want to spend the night. We would go over to have dinner or something. And we would say, come on, Dad, let us spend the night. And he would say, Why do you think I have a house? Why do you think we pay for a house? We don't pay for a house to sleep at your grandma's house. and we'd go home. Or he'd leave us there and he and mom would go home. But they only lived 30 minutes away from us. It's not like we were driving hours to go over there. So I think my mom knows that when I've made up my mind, I'm pretty much set. But it is difficult for me because, as we all know, I'm a people pleaser. And so hopefully she doesn't bring it up tonight. There, I stupidly invited them over for dinner. I was giving them plenty of days to quarantine because they did go down and see family for Thanksgiving. And I didn't tell them this, but what I was doing was avoiding seeing them until they've had an acceptable amount of days not being sick to make sure that they're okay and they didn't catch COVID from anyone. And again, I'm not really worried that I would die or anything if I caught COVID, but I think the responsible thing to do is to try to avoid catching it so that I don't give it to Mark or anyone else. And you never know, you could be in perfect health, get COVID, and you be one of the ones who just doesn't do well with it and it kills you. So, I mean, I don't want to get it, but I'm just saying it's less of a worry and more of a I'm trying to be responsible. So I left plenty of days for them to quarantine. It's been almost 2 weeks. And so now I feel like it's safe for all of us to see each other. So they're coming over, but I stupidly invited them over, not forgetting, but just not thinking that was Friday as my Mix Minus podcast recording evening with Daniel. And my parents generally don't stay much longer than 9 p.m., which is when we record Mix Minus. Now, we record Mix Minus at 10 p.m. Eastern, but that's 9 p.m. my time, just so I don't confuse anyone. And so I don't know why I just blurted out, hey, why don't you guys come over Friday night and have dinner? Completely not even thinking about that. So I didn't want to have to change the time. They had already made their plans and, you know, rearranged their schedule to come eat dinner with us and play a game or something. And so I just asked Daniel, hey, can we push Mix Minus 30 minutes later? So tonight we're recording at 9:30 Central, 10:30 Eastern. So I have to get them in early, get them fed, play a little quick game, have a chat, and get them out. I wanted them to see the Christmas decorations because I'm really proud of our Christmas decorations, and we don't have anybody over, especially because of COVID. And so no one has seen our Christmas decor other than people who drive by who we don't know, who can't compliment us. And I think it looks really good, and we pay good money for those lights on the roof. So that's what we're doing tonight. After I get finished recording, I've got to go clean the bathroom because that was my job, if you guys remember from last weekend. And I still haven't done it. And, you know, you can't let your mom go in and see a dirty bathroom. It can't be done. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good weekend, everyone. Bye.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.